From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In Pakistan, a church attack. Officials say two suicide bombers have attacked a church in the southwestern city of Quetta, killing 8 people and wounding 18. Images captured by a police camera moving inside the church in the aftermath of a blast. The home minister of the Baluchistan province said hundreds of worshipers were attending services at the church on Sunday ahead of Christmas. He said one attacker was killed at the entrance to the church and the other set off his payload inside. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Muslim extremists have targeted Christians' minority in Pakistan in the past. A Sydney man is charged with acting as an agent for North Korea in Australia by allegedly attempting to broker sales for Pyongyang, including components used in ballistic missiles. AFP Assistant Commissioner Neil Gagan says the man is 59 years old.
We alleged that male person was living in Australia to conduct illicit trade deals on behalf of North Korea. This is a breach of both United Nations and Australian economic sanctions against North Korea. We'll be alleging this man, who is a nationalised Australian, acted as an economic agent of North Korea and conducted prohibited financial activities such as facilitating exports from North Korea in violation of both domestic and international sanctions.
For more on this story, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Jerusalem next Wednesday, but the announcement made recently that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel has angered the Palestinians and Arabs around the world. The party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas announced Saturday that they are calling for angry protests at the entrances to Jerusalem and its Old City to coincide with Pence's visit and to protest against Trump's decision. Palestinian leaders are also canceling their plans to meet with Pence. He is still expected to meet with Israeli officials. In the United Nations, Egypt is said to be circulating among members of the Security Council a draft resolution that would render null any decisions on Jerusalem's legal status. The measure is expected to go to a vote as early as next week. But Danny Dannon, the Israeli ambassador to the UN, has condemned the draft resolution. No debate or vote, he says, will change the clear reality that Jerusalem is and always has been the capital of Israel. Residents piled into cars and fled on Saturday, turning downtown Santa Barbara into a ghost town as surging winds drove one of the biggest fires in California's history toward the city and the nearby wealthy enclave of Montecito. Mandatory evacuations around Montecito and neighboring Summerlin came as winds that had eased a day earlier roared back at around 30 miles per hour, which is 48 kilometers per hour. A portion of Santa Barbara was under mandatory evacuation. At the city's zoo, workers were putting some animals into crates and kennels to ready them for possible evacuations. Some zoo officials say that some animals have already been evacuated to the Los Angeles Zoo and local Earl Warren showgrounds as a precautionary measure. The zoo has not yet been told to evacuate. And liftoff.
And with that, we see the fires lit, the engines start to roar, and liftoff. Scott Tingle, Anton Shkaplerov, and Noroshihi Kanai on their way to the International Space Station.
They'll get there on Tuesday. I'm Ann Ball reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.